Soleil Moon Frye was the star of the 1980s sitcom Punky Brewster. Today, she is better known as a mompreneur and social media maven with over 1.4 million followers on Twitter. Her new book is called Happy Chaos, From Punky to Parenting and My Perfectly Imperfect Adventures in Between, which is also available as an audiobook narrated by Julia Whalen. Welcome, Soleil.
Hi.
Now, I was already out of college when Punky Brewster came out, but I looked at some of the episodes online. The show was on during the Reagan era, and it dealt with some serious issues, an abandoned little girl that was you, Punky, foster homes, adoption. Punky herself was certainly upbeat. Everybody, you know, called her Spunky, and she wore those cute Madonna Cyndi Lauper outfits, but the show was the show was pretty deep, wasn't it?
Very groundbreaking show, and I think it was so fantastic because it really inspired people to be unique and kids to believe in themselves and to believe that they could, you know, come out of difficult situations and make anything happen. And she was so magical and full of life. And I always laugh when I think about, you know, how when they went in to pitch it and they're like, this little girl is abandoned by her father and left by her mother in a shopping center, and she finds this grumpy old man, and together they create a family. And I think it was so innovative in the fact that it wasn't about, you know, the nuclear family, that it really was about that sometimes, you know, there's the families that we're born into and there's the families we create. And I think, you know, Punky and Henry and Brandon the dog and all of their friends, they created a non-traditional family. And I think with so many people that were growing up and coming from, you know, different backgrounds, it inspired them to feel okay. It gave them a chance to smile and believe in themselves. And it was constantly inspiring and moving to be able to connect with people in that way.
Sure. And a lot of those folks are connecting with you again, and we'll get to that shortly. But talking about just a little bit of your own biography, your parents divorced when you were two. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
And so did you identify with the Punky character? Can you tell us a little bit about your childhood, which you bring into the book as well?
You know, my mom and dad were separated when I was a few years old, but, you know, my mom always always allowed me to spend quality time with him. And my mom certainly, you know, raised me, and my big brother, Mino, really helped raise me also. And he was changing my diapers when I was a baby and walking me to my first day of preschool. And so it was very much a group effort. But I never, you know, I never looked at that time as being tumultuous, because, you know, my mom really created such a foundation of love and joy in our household, and we had such a big extended family that we always felt very well looked after.
Now, Punky Brewster ran from 1984 to 1988, and there was even a companion cartoon show. What happened after the show ended? What kind of a career path or a life path did you take then?
You know, for me, I really wanted to go to school and just be a kid, which I did. And then I went on to do theater, which was incredible. And I was so blessed to do some incredible, incredible theater. And then I went off to college, and I went to the New School for Social Research. And I still did movies and stuff along the way, which was really fun. But I also really wanted to get my education. And my dream was to go to the New School. And I had this, like, complete, like, romantic idea about the Actors Studio. And I went to the New School, which was fantastic. And I started studying literature and drama and doing theater in New York, and that was such a fantastic experience.
Now, you talked about meeting your husband, Jason Goldberg, and then you directed two documentaries that were very well received, and there was a quote that someone said that you turned from Shirley Temple to Barbara Koppel, who's, of course, the documentary producer. What were the two documentaries?
Well, I made a documentary when I was about 17 years old that was on, I had gone on the road with this rap group, so that was very fun. But the one that I made over the last years has been one very close to my heart that I still am working on to this day. It was a documentary about my father and I and his progression with Alzheimer's. So I took him on a cross-country road trip, and we retraced his history from L.A. to Iowa, and we drove cross country, and it was like this last chance for me to get to know my dad before it was too late and before his memories were lost forever. And we went on this incredible journey, and we stopped in, you know, New Mexico, where he had worked on Easy Rider, and we went to the Grand Canyon and New Orleans, and he had been a 4-time Golden Glove boxer, and we went to Gadsden, Alabama, where he had worked, you know, in the civil rights movement, and I mean, it was just this incredible journey.
Well, sounds like a testament to the previous generation, and now you've got the next generation, two daughters, poet Sienna Rose and Jagger Joseph Blue. And in your book, you say that happy chaos is the sign of a family operating at its best. So can we call you the anti-tiger mom?
You can call me, you know, the mom that just embraces that things in life are perfectly imperfect. And, you know, for so long I was like, how do I get this right? Okay, how do, you know what I mean? I'd be walking down the street and I'd see these moms and they'd have their stroller and they'd be opening it with like the flick of a hand and making it all look so easy. And I was like standing there shoving the stroller, trying to get it open. And you know, I had to start kind of laughing at myself, because otherwise I felt like, okay, am I living in some parallel universe? Like, did they all get some secret hand? Mm-hmm. That I didn't read, you know. Why didn't anyone tell me this? So I really wanted to write a book that embraced the humor and the messiness and the chaos and the joy and the love of it all, but also to say we don't have to be so hard on ourselves, you know, and we all want to be fantastic parents and we all want to be the best at what we do. But sometimes we're going to fall down, and sometimes our kids are going to get scraped knees, and sometimes we're going to come home and there's going to be markers all over the wall. And it's sometimes how we deal with those moments that we can find the most joy. You know, last night I had this great dance party with the girls, and, you know, and it was so funny because they wanted to dance. And you have that moment where it's like a little shy, you know, like, I mean, some of us do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, you know, I put on some like Grease 2 Cool Rider, and we're all rocking out, and we were listening to that, and we were listening to Oldies but Goodies, and it was like just letting go and realizing that sometimes in that insanity and chaos of it all is like the most joyful moments. And I think so often we're so busy trying to be good parents that sometimes the moments get lost. And so to just embrace that we're going to have a little happy chaos in our lives.
And that message seems to be resonating with a lot of people as you share all of what's going on in your household and with your friends and your followers on all the social media platforms. You enjoy interacting with them, don't you?
Oh, I love it. I mean, really, Twitter and Facebook and moonfry.com really became like the social community where I was able to share with people, and it's been such a fantastic outlet and so much fun. And it really became like my parenting group, you know. And I love that every chapter of the book starts with a question of the day, and it's just real people's responses that went on to moonfry.com and shared their stories. And I was so touched at the book signing at the Grove, a mom came up and she said, "That's me right there." And she pointed to her quote. And I was like, oh, I love that. It's people that I've never met before that would have been strangers, except for the fact that, you know, the parenting glue is what binds us all, you know, what brings us all together. And I also feel like you don't have to be a parent to read this book. You could be, you know, the child of somebody to read this book. You could just be super nostalgic. There's so much fun stuff from, you know, from my own punky adventures to, you know, I mean, I'm obsessed with mixtapes. I'm obsessed with the 80s. You know, I have this whole chapter about Jake Ryan that's funny. And, you know, I think anyone can relate to it. And so whether you're a parent, a future parent, you want to have kids someday, or you just grew up loving Punky, or you grew up loving the 80s, or you grew up super nostalgic. I mean, like, any of those elements are going to, I think, connect you to the book.
And it's a fun read and also a fun listen as an audiobook. Thank you so much, Soleil Moon
Frye. Thank you so much.